Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Ah, you feel that chill in the air? Remember how blazing hot it was just a few weeks ago? Well, autumn is here and we're all feeling refreshed and invigorated and ready for a change of pace. And I recommend that perhaps you should go rummaging through the basement and dig out that old relic from long ago, the fondue pot. Because the time has come for a little bubbling cheese and a cold glass of wine. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I have a feeling that there may be an entire generation of folks out there who have never enjoyed the cozy comfort of sitting around the fondue pot.
You know, you're probably right. I mean, obviously it had its heydays in the 60s and 70s. And as you said, if you were getting gifts for your kitchen at that time of your life, you probably have a fondue pot stored away somewhere. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, it's really hard to not enjoy a pot of melted cheese and a bunch of bread to dip it in.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's start with the basics. What kind of cheese do you like to use?
There's the classic, and which would be Gruyere and Emmenthaler.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a 50-50 blend, but I've also seen a more Gruyere heavy version than with Emmenthaler.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the classics and truly make that dish delicious. But I've done it with Appenzeller, Comté, Fontina. Those all are all in sort of the same cheese family, mm-hmm. so to speak, and certainly provide you with a great sort of classic.
Now, do you have any tips on how to get it melted nicely?
Well, I mean, traditionally, so what's interesting is you have your fondue pot, and sort of the first thing you do is rub it with raw garlic.
Right, yeah.
Right, and it's amazing how you might not think just rubbing the pot with garlic does a lot, but it's amazing how much it does add to the cheese.
Right.
I like to personally grate it on the large holes of the grater.
Yeah.
And then just basically start at low heat with a little bit in the bottom and then just continue to add and add and add with constant stirring, and you'll be able, it will definitely slowly over time melt and be perfect.
Now you have white wine involved with this, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. That we add towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
Some people often also add some kirsch.
Which
is a cherry liqueur. But those two things, they're best once the cheese is melted.
Well, how should you approach the whole subject of the bread?
Yeah, you know, you've got these little forks, right?
Yeah.
So, and you're using that to dip in there. So the bread needs a little bit of crust. Otherwise, it's not going to stay on the fork. And so, you know, I because you need crust, something like a baguette, which no matter how you cut it, usually ends up with some crust.
Right.
That's my favorite go-to. But, you know, bread's not the only thing you can dip in the cheese.
Oh.
And there's a lot of other things, from vegetables right up onto sausage and meatballs, that certainly also deserve their space around the fondue pot.
Oh, that's a really good idea. And finally, I love a really good dry white wine with it.
Yes, well, of course you would. Why wouldn't you? I mean, I think that's the makings for a great, say, Sunday afternoon followed by a nap.
That's so true. Jerry, we're going to put the ideas for making perfect fondue on the website. People can try it at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.